KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. I'm Bill Radke, and for the first time since the deadly March landslide that killed at least 43 people in Oso, Washington, there are new rules that restrict development in parts of Snohomish County. The county council passed bans on construction in two areas yesterday. KUOW's Lisa Brooks spoke with Snohomish County Council Chair Dave Summers about the new rules.
Well, the council passed building moratoriums, which will last for 6 months, in the area of the landslide itself and immediately below the slide, and then an area upstream of the slide, which is more likely to flood during rainy season and high water. So it's an area that's more susceptible to flooding than it was before the slide. So it's very localized and very close to the slide area.
Now, the length of that moratorium is interesting because it's set to expire in December, and that's usually when we see the most flooding in the area. Why let them expire at all?
Well, they were emergency ordinances, and we're only authorized by law to pass those for 6 months. But we can come back in 6 months or even before that and extend it out another 6 months. So we're just restricted by state law.
Are you expecting the legislature to take up this issue when they convene next year?
Well, I'm hoping so. I really think that the county, state agencies, federal agencies need to work together to get better information about some of these hazard areas. So I would very much like the legislature to discuss this and hopefully come up with some resources and a coordinated plan to get us all together.
Now, you wanted some other ideas to be considered, but your colleagues didn't support them. So if you had to pick one idea that could go forward, what would that be?
Well, I wanted to increase setbacks throughout the county on a temporary basis while we study how we fill in our information gaps so we can provide the public with the absolute best information about the hazards in our county. There's a lot of technical information out there that it really isn't made available to the public or even our land use decision makers at the county. And it's very clear to me now that that information is out there and we need to put it in a form that the public can access it and understand it and make good decisions.
And ultimately, I'm assuming to make people feel safer?
Well, so that they understand where they live and some of the risks around them. There were some people in the Oso area that recently moved there and had no idea that they lived near a well-known landslide area. And so that's the kind of information I'm talking about. We have other landslide areas throughout the county that most people don't know about. So I think it's now incumbent on the county to bring that information forward and provide it to the public. And if somebody wants to build a house near a landslide, I think at the end of the day, that's probably their decision. But they ought to be well-informed and make that decision with the best information we can give them.
Snohomish County Council Chair Dave Summers talking there with KUOW's Lisa Brooks. Yesterday, the Snohomish County Council passed temporary restrictions on development in two landslide-prone areas.